2, 3.
No Paul!
It was one of the biggest outpourings of environmental activism that Seattle has seen since the WTO protests more than a decade ago. At Freeway Park, a giant balloon shaped like an asthma inhaler floated above a sea of red shirts and banners from the Sierra Club. Among the worries are coal's contribution to global warming, as well as its potential harm to air quality and ocean health. Ranchers from Montana, moms from Burien and Olympia, members of the Tulalip and Lummi tribes, and Seattle's raging grannies all turned out to give voice to their concerns.
Stop the coal and raise our voices.
Chris Wilkie with the Puget Soundkeeper Alliance says people who support the proposal because of its economic potential are being short-sighted.
It's being sold as a good deal for the people of Washington, but really it's a bad deal for the health of Puget Sound and the health of our global climate and everybody else along the way.
Inside the convention center, a lottery determined which 150 of the several thousand assembled got to speak. 12-year-old Rachel Howell from Seattle's Queen Anne Hill neighborhood showed up in her soccer uniform and got lucky. She said it's not fair to put the burden of global warming on her generation, and building the coal export terminal would make it worse.
Please don't build these coal export terminals. It's just not fair to my generation.
Besides the red shirts in the crowd, there were also green shirts distributed by the Gateway Pacific Terminal. And many of them were also younger than the average age in the crowd. 25-year-old Raven Mullins is a union iron worker with Local 86 in Seattle. She says she's supporting the proposed terminal plan because it'd bring badly needed jobs and revenue to the region.
It's going to be built somewhere. So we should build it in America where it's going to be regulated, where we have, I think, the highest regulations against pollution.
The Seattle hearing was the last of seven on scoping. Written comments can still be submitted through January 21st. They'll be used for the first draft of the project's environmental impact statement, which federal and state agencies say will take them at least a year to put together. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.